son," said Father. "We have a stranger here in the house of the Lord." Zek pulled free to look at the door. Others had noticed the man, too, and stood looking at him, silent until Habit Morgan declared him to be friend or foe. The stranger wore a uniform, but it wasn't one that Zek had seen before. Not the sheriff or a deputy, not a fireman, not the state police. "Welcome to the Church of the Pure Christ," said Father. "I'm sorry you didn't arrive for the sermon." "I listened from outside," said the man. "I didn't want to interrupt." "Then you did well," said Father, "for you heard the word of God, and yet you listened with humility." "Are you Reverend Habit Morgan?" asked the man. "I am," said Father, "except we have no titles among us except brother and sister. Reverend suggests that I'm a certified minister, a hireling. No one certified me but God, for only God can teach his pure doctrine, and only God can name his ministers. Nor am I hired, for the servants of God are all equal in his sight, and must all obey the admonition of God to Adam, to earn his bread by the sweat of his face. I farm a plot of ground. I also drive a truck for United Parcel Service." "Forgive me for using an unwelcome title," said the man. "In my ignorance, I meant only respect." But Zek was a keen observer of human beings, and it seemed to him that the man had already known how Father felt about the title Reverend, and he had used it deliberately. This was wrong. This was a pollution of the sanctuary. Zek ran from Father to stand a few feet in front of the man. "If you tell the truth right now," Zek said boldly, fearing nothing that this man could do to him, "God will forgive you for your lie, and the sanctuary will be purified again." The congregation gasped, not in surprise or dismay. They assumed that it was God speaking through him at times like this, though Zek never claimed any such thing. He denied that God ever spoke through him, and beyond that, he could not control what they believed. "What lie was that?" asked the man, amused. "You know all about us," said Zek. "You've studied our beliefs. You've studied everything about Father. You know that it's an offense to call him Reverend. You did it on purpose, and now you're lying to pretend you meant respect."
"You're correct," said the man, still amused. "But what possible difference does it make?"
"It must have made a difference to you," said Zek, "or you wouldn't have bothered to lie." By now, Father stood behind him, and his hand on Zek's head told him he had said enough, and it was Father's turn now.
"Out of the mouths of babes," said Father to the stranger, "you've come to us with a lie on your lips, one which even a child could detect. Why are you here? And who sent you?"
"I was sent by the International Fleet, and my purpose is to test this boy to see if he is qualified to attend battle school."
"We are Christians, sir," said Father.
"God will protect us if that is his will. We will lift no hand against our enemy."
"I'm not here to argue theology," said the stranger. "I'm here to carry out the law. There are no exemptions because of the religion of the parents."
"What about for the religion of the child?" asked Father.
"Children have no religion," said the stranger. "That's why we take them young, before they have been fully indoctrinated in any ideology."
"So you can indoctrinate them in yours," said Father.
"Exactly," said the man.
Then the man reached out to Zek.
"Come with me, Zechariah Morgan. We've set up the examination in your parents' house."
Zek turned his back on the man. "He does not choose to take your test," said Father.
"And yet," said the man, "he will take it, one way or another."
The congregation murmured at that.